Previously on Suits.
Sheila, Amanda's ass. Will you marry me?
Yes, I'll marry you.
I want to go legit.
You can't.
Then I get Lola Jensen to hack into the bar and just put me in there, just like she did with Harvard.
Rule number one of not getting caught, you don't move the goddamn body.
Harvey, I'm stuck. I can't live my whole life like this.
Want me to set up your new corporation?
I want you to join my new corporation. We're not lawyers. We're investment bankers. Our job blows yours out of the water.
Scotty, I need you to give Lewis his transaction back.
Does this have something to do with that favor he did you?
Yes.
Tell me what it is.
I can't.
Guess we're not sharing everything with each other after all.
Scotty.
You can't have it both ways, Harvey.
Lewis, I don't want kids.
What are you talking about?
I don't like kids. I was willing to give up Harvard for you. You can't give up something for me.
I can think of younger days.
I understand. Can I just say something, please? I know you keep saying that I won't feel this way forever, but why is it when the guy shows up with chicken vindaloo 40 minutes late with no naan and no silverware, instead of throwing the chutney in his face, I'm thanking him and I'm tipping him $20. Do you want to tell me why that happens? I don't care. I hate myself. I hate my life. The woman I love is gone. My heart is broken. And I really, to be honest with you, I just don't have the will to live. Hold on, it's my associate. Katrina.
Lewis, it's 7:55.
Yeah, I have an 8 a.m. Please cover it for me.
In fact, cover everything. And unless the building is on fire and Sheila's in it, I'm not coming in.
Lewis, what happened?
You want to know what happened? I'll tell you what happened.
My heart's been shattered into 1,000 million pieces, and if I can't put my heart into my work, then I'm not going to do any work at all, so.
How long do you think you'll be out?
I don't know. Today, tomorrow.
The rest of the year. Just
don't call here again, because I'm not going to answer the number.
Doc. Dr. Lipschitz. Hello? What are you, shitting me? That was not 50 minutes.
Waiting outside for me? Full gesture.
I called you 3 times. So I had to do something.
You must be feeling bad.
I am.
What for? You're just doing your job.
Scotty, I'm sorry. What happened with Lewis? I didn't like doing it.
Yeah, but you still did it.
And what I'm doing now is asking you to let it go.
Harvey, it's not that you picked Lewis over me. It's that you wouldn't tell me why.
I couldn't tell you why. There's a difference. And I'm asking you to trust me.
Okay. I can let it go. But keeping things for me just can't keep happening, okay?
I can't tell you whether or not that's okay, and I definitely can't tell you why. Too soon?
So what are you going to do to make it up to me?
Nothing right now. I'm taking Mike to the Marathon Footwear Brunch.
You're taking a date to an IPO event? That's so cute.
It's not a date. He's never going to put out.
Well, it's too bad that you're not taking me, because I was thinking of letting you.
Mr. Spector. James Quelling.
I'm in a bit of a hurry, Mr. Quelling.
I want to do you a favor.
I don't need any favors.
Yeah, you do. Unless you want Friday's headline to read, Marathon Footwear builds playgrounds that kill children.
My client builds playgrounds that help children.
And uses a synthetic full of toxins to do it.
Look, I don't know who you are, but I know what you're trying to do, and it isn't going to work.
Look, I'm a reasonable man. This is a huge moment for your client. I won't file this before Friday.
You think I'm going to let you extort my client?
No, I think you're going to protect your client from a claim that could ruin them. In fact, I'm counting on it. Nice offices. Enjoy that brunch.
I got a job offer.
Holy shit, from who?
Last night, Jonathan Sidwell.
I thought Lewis was his lawyer.
He doesn't want me to be his lawyer. He wants me to be a partner.
Investment bank.
Yeah.
And?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think that I love you, and what you want to do is what I want you to do.
I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Did you talk to Harvey?
If I do that, all he'll hear is, hey, Harvey, thanks for doing everything for me. I'm thinking about quitting.
Well, no, but you said that you don't think of him as just your boss. You consider him a friend.
So
if he can't have an honest conversation with your best interest in mind, he's not your friend, and he shouldn't be your boss.
I have to talk to you about something.
Well, unless its value is in excess of $575 million, it can wait.
Yeah, it can wait.
Good, because our IPO is in jeopardy unless we can deal with this.
Endangering children? Wait, these things just opened. This is a bullshit claim.
Maybe, but a bullshit claim on the right day is better than a great claim on a bullshit day.
Did you come up with that all by yourself?
My grandmother taught it to me.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to find everything there is to know about this Quelling guy.
Harvey, why don't you just pay him off? Protect the IPO.
I worked my ass off for this day. He's trying to hijack you. I'm not going to be extorted by some piece of shit I've never heard of.
Okay, on it.
Jessica. Donna, what can I do for you? I was just walking by reception, and I thought you might like to know, you know, because it's your firm.
Donna, get to it.
Charles Van Dyke is in the lobby.
Right now?
30 seconds ago.
You were right to come to me.
Would you like me to send him on his way?
I prefer to take care of Charles Van Dyke myself.
Excellent.
You can stare at it all you want, Charles, but it's not going to change.
I was just thinking, I can't believe you put the mailroom boy's name on the wall.
I think what you mean is that you can't believe yours was ever taken off.
I put that behind me years ago.
What are you doing here, Charles?
I suggest we go to your office and talk.
Right here is just fine. What do you want?
I want a 30% increase in my dividend check.
Goodbye, Charles.
I thought you'd say that. This is formal notice of my demand to audit your books. You have until Friday to comply.
You gave up this right when we ran you out of town.
I think you're forgetting I retain that right in the event of any material change in my dividend.
Your dividend went up.
Materially.
You think we're hiding profits?
From what I know of you, you're always hiding something.
I'm going to make it fast, Jim.
James.
It's not what your ex-wife calls you. She calls you Jim.
That's one of the nicer names she uses. She's been calling you a lot these days.
Wow, you found out I'm divorced. Well, I withdraw the lawsuit.
It's not the divorce, Jimbo. It's the huge wall of mounting debt that's closing in on you since you tanked the tobacco litigation.
I didn't tank it. I lost.
You didn't just lose. You had an offer that would have set you up for life. Instead, you rolled the dice, went to verdict, and now you got nothing.
Which is why your wife left you, and now you're coming after us with a fabricated claim.
I didn't fabricate anything. I have expert reports.
Not one report of possible toxins in the playground material.
And not one sick child.
And you have an IPO on Friday. And if this suit appears in the journal that morning, what do you think the stock price is going to be when they ring that bell?
Got me. Give me your number.
$100,000, and we're done.
Done. We'll drop the paperwork.
I've got it right here.
But one thing. This precludes you from representing any other plaintiffs with the same action.
You got me. I have 100 other plaintiffs waiting in the wings. That's a $10 million hit you just avoided. I tell you what, give me $1 million and we're really done.
James, this covers your debts and gets you out from under.
Do you think that means I'm going to take less than it's worth?
It isn't worth anything.
It is today. You know where to reach me.
I thought you said you were willing to go as high as $500,000.
Yeah, that was before I realized what we were dealing with. This guy doesn't owe money because he got divorced. He got divorced because he owes money.
What are you talking about?
He's a gambler.
How does that help us?
He doesn't know I'm one.
Where's Lewis?
Jessica.
Where is he? He's not answering his phone. He's not answering his email.
The thing is, I don't know if he's...
Katrina, your job as gatekeeper does not apply to me. So I'm going to ask you one more time. Why isn't Lewis in the building?
He must still be in court. Is there something I can do?
What you can do is find Lewis and have him come up with a way around this demand to look at our books.
When should I tell him you need it?
Yesterday.
You were right. Quelling's got a game.
What night?
Every night.
Well, I hope you know where tonight's game is, because... Great.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are going. What?
I got a job offer, Harvey. I'm supposed to go have drinks to talk about it tonight. I can move it. It's just that's why I hesitated.
When?
When what?
When'd you get the job offer?
The other night.
And you didn't mention it?
Well, I didn't know what I thought.
Now you do?
No. Yeah, it's...
Who?
Jonathan Sidwell.
The spinoff idea.
Yeah.
I should have known. He wants you to be his general counsel?
No, he wants to make me an investment banker.
Well, if it were me, I'd take it.
What? Why?
Because you can compete there like you do here with nothing hanging over your head.
What if I don't want to stop being a lawyer?
Well, then don't take the job. I mean, what do you want from me?
I want your advice.
I just gave you my advice.
No, you told me what you would do. I want to know what you think I should do.
Mike, last week you said you'd do anything to stop being a fraud. So my advice is take it. Still be in the majors, just be a different sport.
Excuse me. Do you have a minute? Look, you and I have never...
No, we haven't.
I need your help.
You must be scraping the bottom of the barrel if you're coming to me.
It's about Lewis. He and Sheila are done.
That's awful.
It's worse than awful. Jessica needs him on a case right now. He won't leave his apartment. He won't even answer his phone.
Then I'll just go over there right now.
That won't work. Even if it did, we don't have time.
So then why are you here?
Rachel, you don't trust me. I get that. But Lewis asked me to cover for him, and that is what I'm going to do. You're the best paralegal here. And you're his friend. So will you help me or not?
I will. So, I figured out what you can do to make it up to me tonight.
I thought we were good.
Yeah, I'm feeling some residual anger.
Scotty, I'm kind of busy right now, and I have plans tonight.
Taking Mike on another IPO date?
What difference does it make?
Sounds mysterious, but you can't tell me what it is.
I'm playing poker.
Poker? Can I come?
It's a work thing.
You bring Mike to work things?
Scotty, I told you I'm busy. You can't come. Can I get back to work now?
What got into you?
Nothing. Sometimes at the office I'm working.
Fair enough. Boss? Are you sure that's how you want to play that?
Play what? The fact that I'm busy?
The fact that you just snapped at her when we both know what you're really angry about.
I'm not angry. I'm annoyed at the interruption.
You're angry that Mike wants to leave and you just took it out on her.
I'm not angry about that.
No, you're hurt. And the anger covers the hurt, but I knew you didn't know that.
I was annoyed about the interruption, just like I'm annoyed right now.
Bullshit. You're feeling exactly what I'm feeling. The idea of Mike leaving sucks. And the sooner you get your brain around that, the sooner you can maybe do something about it.
Can I get back to work now?
You can get back to work whenever you want. But if all you're going to do is stick your head in the sand, then you're not going to have an associate or a girlfriend to get back to work from. You give it to her.
I gave it to her. She doesn't suspect anything. I wouldn't be standing here if she did. And she thought it was awesome.
Well, she should.
Lewis didn't just come up with a way to keep Charles Van Dyke out of our books. Lewis came up with a way to blow him out of the water. Not Lewis. He is one hell of an attorney. Thank you, Lewis.
Right back at you, Lewis. Don't get used to it.
Don't worry. I'm not looking to work here again.
Oh, not here, but you are looking to work? I've always been able to see through your bullshit, Charles. Which is why I'm offering you these. 5 cases. Where co-counsel split the profits 50-50. It announces to the world that you are back in business, which is what you really want.
You came to me bearing gifts. I still have a card to the man who hired me for all you've done. 2 days later, you shoved me out.
I take this to mean you're passing on my offer.
I'm shitting on your offer.
Okay, Charles. You were right. Your dividend check did have the wrong amount. But from now on, it's going to have the right amount. 0.
I don't think so.
Oh, the firm you had your exit agreement with no longer exists. We became Pearson Darby, then Pearson Spector, which means you're not entitled to a thing.
That's not in the spirit of our agreement.
And neither is your claim.
There's only one problem. You should have dug deeper into the fine print. The entity referred to in our agreement is defined in your bylaws as any partnership in which the name partner is Jessica Pearson. You didn't know. My number just tripled. Your call. Our hearing is Friday.
You guys playing cards?
You're out of your league. This game is for real players.
Why don't I give it a try?
Buy-in is $25,000.
What's the limit?
There's no limit.
Maybe I am out of my league. Raise $45,000. I'm putting you all in.
I've seen guys like you before. You think if you bully me with your big stack, I'm gonna run and hide.
Here's the difference between you and me, Jimbo. I lose, I pull out another 25 grand, and another 25 after that. You lose, you got nothing.
You're bluffing.
Then call, or get up and walk away. But I've sat across from you 1,000 times before. You won't walk.
Tough beat.
Take your winnings.
What winnings?
Thought maybe it was time we do a little negotiating.
Oh, you have my offer.
I have a counter.
I'm all ears.
I want a 50% increase in base salary. I want a guaranteed bonus not tied to our investment returns, a 4-week vacation, and I want a piece.
A piece?
A piece.
No.
No piece?
No negotiating. Look, I know what you're doing. You can't make up your mind, so you want me to make it up for you. But I don't want someone who's with me for the money. I want someone who's with me because they want to kick some ass.
I do kick ass.
And if you want to take this job right now, I will negotiate in good faith. But you don't.
I don't yet.
Starting tomorrow, I'll be interviewing other people. Once I find the right person, job is gone.
I'm not dropping my suit when you're going public in 2 days.
James, you've read all about Heslington Oil. The odds were stacked against me. I won anyway. Because I win.
You won because Edward Darby came forward. You got lucky.
Guys like you always think other people get lucky. I don't get lucky. I make my own luck. And in this case, it's bleeding you dry. Right there. You just gave me your tell. You have no other money. You're done. There's $100,000 in that pot. The exact amount of the deal we offered you. Sign it. We'll fix the paperwork tomorrow. This is $1,000. Cash me out. He doesn't play anymore the rest of the night.
You didn't sleep well.
I didn't sleep at all.
It's a big decision.
You still haven't told me what you think.
Mike, I can't make the decision for you.
I don't want you to make it for me. I just want to know what you think.
And I already told you that I will support you with whatever you decide.
And the way you can support me right now is by telling me how you feel.
It's not my place.
Not your place? Just admit it. You want me to take the job, but you're too afraid to say it.
Okay, you want to know the truth. You already know what you want to do. And if I try to change your mind and it goes wrong, then I'm afraid you're going to hold it against me.
Would you just say it?
Yes. I want you to take the job. Look, I know that you love what you do. But every day you go into work with the possibility of being caught, and it is eating away at you. If you stay there, that's just not going to change.
Jessica, how did it go? I'll tell you how it went. I got hung out to dry.
What? No, it was a good move.
Oh, it would have been if our own bylaws didn't supersede it.
That's impossible.
It was convoluted and buried in the fine print, and something Lewis Litt never would have missed. Look me in the eye and tell me I'm wrong.
You're not. You wouldn't have missed it.
So when you came into my office and told me Lewis had come up with that move, you were full of shit.
I'm sorry. I wanted to help.
Well, that kind of thing only happens once. You know how I know it's not going to happen again? Pack up your shit. I don't care what kind of deal you have with Harvey. You're done.
Why wouldn't you tell her? I said I would cover. I didn't say I would cover when it suited me.
Yeah, but who wouldn't want you to get fired over this?
I should be fired. I let Jessica look stupid.
Katrina.
Thank you for your help, Rachel. I really appreciate it. But if you don't mind, I'd like to be alone.
Daylight come. Daylight go. How far will it reach?
He's not here.
Where is he?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. All he said was he had a late night.
Well, I can come back. I was just...
You're taking the job, aren't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You just don't want to admit it.
Yeah. I'm taking the job.
God damn it. Do you know what that man has done for you? Do you know what it took for him to start trusting someone?
Donna.
Don't interrupt me. So someone's dangling some money in front of you.
It's not about that.
I don't care what it's about. I'm going to say what he won't. He needs you. You need this job, and if you can't see that, then you might as well just leave right now.
Donna, someone's offering me a way out.
So you don't care about him?
Of course I do, but I also care about my life with Rachel and... I don't want to live my life like this anymore.
Then you better be the best goddamn investment banker this city has ever seen.
Scotty, I'm sorry I was angry in your direction, but it was really about something else.
Let me guess.
Donna explained your feelings to you, and now you're here to apologize.
Maybe.
What was there something else?
Mike got a job offer.
And you don't want to take it?
I don't.
Well, if you want him to stay, you know, it's actually a nice factor. Telling him you want him to stay. What?
Had I known tell me what's going on with you meant I'm going to tell you what to do, I might not have taken you up on it.
Oh, okay.
See you in there.
Okay.
You have that paperwork for me?
Well, I got something for you, but it's not that.
Didn't you learn your lesson last night?
I learned to listen when you taunt. You mentioned Heston Oil, so I looked back into it. Turns out you don't create your own luck. Your associate does.
What the hell are you talking about?
He conspired with Harold Gunderson to file a lawsuit against your own client so you could bribe witnesses not to testify.
We didn't bribe anyone. That was a legal settlement.
And don't try to tell me two rookie associates who went to law school together and started at the same firm made this happen without collusion.
I don't need to tell you anything because there's nothing to tell.
Well, you're going to have to tell someone something. Because that suit was filed one day, settled the next, and those witnesses canceled their flights to New York. That is a bribe. And when I bring it to the attention of the bar, you and your associate are going to be in deep shit. Now whose shoulders tell? Here's your money back. And either I go to the bar or you settle for $2 million. You have it till tomorrow.
Where's Mike?
He's in there. Harvey.
Harvey.
Not now. You need to call Lola Jensen.
What?
You need to get her to hack into the bar and put your name in.
What the hell are you talking about? A week ago, you told me that the number one rule was not to move the goddamn body.
A week ago, people weren't sniffing around you.
Harvey, my job offer is not good.
This isn't about your offer. Quelling knows about your bullshit lawsuit with Harold Gunderson.
He turned me in?
No. But he will if we don't cave.
He can't prove anything.
He doesn't have to. He hands you into the bar, they look you up, we're done.
Not if I'm not here.
Well, that's why you're in here. You're taking the job.
I am.
And you think an addicted gambler who lost his wife, his child, and his house is going to stop coming for you just because you're not working here?
You said it yourself. Hacking into the bar is twice the crime I've been committing.
I am telling you, Quelling is on the trail. You don't do this, we're going to get caught.
There's got to be another way.
There isn't.
I don't believe that.
Then you better figure something out fast, because tomorrow morning, we're done. And you quitting isn't going to change that.
You can't fire Katrina Bennett.
I can fire whoever I want to.
She was covering for Lewis.
What are you talking about?
Lewis's engagement is over, and he's losing it. He won't come into work, he won't pick up his phone, and he just didn't want anyone to know.
Then why are you telling me?
Because I helped her cover for him.
Are you saying I should fire you too?
I am saying that we made a mistake, but that we were just looking out for Lewis, and I know how much you value loyalty. So I don't think that should be the thing that cost Katrina her job. Or mine.
Jessica.
I need you.
No, listen, I just need a little more time.
And had you asked me for it, I would have said yes. But instead, you had Katrina cover for you.
Oh, that little traitor. What, did she rat me out?
No, she didn't. She's so loyal to you that she tried to pass off her work for yours. Lewis, Van Dyke wants to look at her books.
What? We can't have that.
I know. This was her fix.
Oh, no. And you used this on him?
I did. And then I fired Katrina.
Jessica.
I know. I can't fire her for being loyal. But I can't afford you sitting here licking your wounds while I get my ass handed to me.
Please just listen to me, okay? I cannot see straight. I cannot think straight. And even if I wanted to come in and help you, I wouldn't be any good to you, so.
Lewis,
I know you loved Sheila. But do you love your firm?
You know I do.
And when you love a woman, can you stand the thought of her being with another man?
No.
Well, Lewis, Van Dyke is trying to get into Pearson Spector's pants. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to put on a goddamn chastity belt.
How?
Because Katrina actually was on the right track. Van Dyke's claim is gone if the partnership is gone.
The bylaws say it's not.
No, it is if we become an LLC.
We can't do that by tomorrow. We'd have to rewrite every contract.
Boy, wow, Jessica, you sometimes really surprise me. You don't think I know that? I have an army of associates that I've trained within an inch of their lives. My name is Lewis Goddamn Marlowe Litt, and my firm is under siege. So don't you tell me what I can and cannot do.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't want to interrupt, but I was just wondering what happened with Mike.
He's leaving.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Can I ask you something? Did you tell him that you wanted him to stay?
I didn't get around to it.
You didn't get around to it?
I was going to tell him, and then he told me he was leaving, and then other shit came up, so...
So you just dropped it?
I told you other shit came up.
What other shit? I mean, you had an emergency case filing, so you let your protege walk out the door?
It's complicated.
Okay. Well, then share it with me.
Quelling came after us. The Hessington witnesses.
What? That's bullshit. You may have blurred some lines, but you certainly didn't cross any. Fight him.
No, I can't.
Why?
Look, I don't want to talk about it.
What is going on here? When somebody pisses you off, you get in the ring.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that you're not taking on Quelling, but you're letting Mike walk out the door without trying to stop him. I think one thing changed the other, and I want to know why.
Maybe what changed is his desire to be here, and maybe... What I have to say doesn't matter.
Of course it matters. Now, what is this really about? Because it sure as hell not about some stupid case.
You know what? God damn it. For once. Can't it just be about what I said it's about?
You didn't say what it was about. Harvey, I'm really sorry. That the mic thing turned out this way. I am, but I can't say that I didn't see it coming.
Scotty,
what? It isn't what? It isn't what it seems, because I don't know what it seems. All I know is that anytime I ask you about anything, all you say is, I can't talk about it. I'm just going to stop asking. And then we'll just make up later and we can do it all over again tomorrow.
Quelling can't hurt us anymore.
You went to see Lola.
I looked at his accounts. I wanted to find out where all that money came from to find all those clients.
He doesn't have the money.
And yet his rent gets paid and they don't turn off his electricity.
Holy shit. Guess you didn't have to see Lola after all.
You think I got access to that with a court order?
So you did go see her?
You put the idea in my head. I just came up with a different agenda. We got him.
No. You got him.
What?
You're going away, present. Be a lawyer one last time. Knock this guy out.
got my settlement check.
I don't have a dime for you.
Then I guess the bar's going to be hearing from me first thing in the morning.
Well, then they'll also be hearing from me. Disciplinary rule 5-107A, accepting compensation.
I know what it says.
Then you also know the penalty is being disbarred. You took money from our client's competitors to trump up your bullshit suit.
You didn't come by that legally.
And they're not gonna care.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't have a hell of a lot to lose. So sign my deal and get the hell out of my office.
Well, here's the thing, James. I don't either. Because today is my last day as a lawyer anyway.
Bullshit.
Look at me. Good luck in front of the bar.
I wasn't always like this. I had tobacco in my sights. They offered me a lot of money. I could have made a fortune. But $15,000 per client for people with cancer? I risked going to verdict because I wanted to get those people something that could make a difference. And I lost everything. My clients, my wife, my kids.
You lost them because you gambled them away, James.
I know that. Please. Being a lawyer is what I am, is who I am. If you take that away,
it's up to you, James.
I'll drop the suit. I promise.
Lewis, where the hell are you? You said you could get it done. I walk through those doors. Our books fly open. Get here now.
Well, this should be fun. We've never been across the aisle from each other.
Which is why you don't realize that it won't be fun.
We'll see what we see.
Case 41432, Van Dyke vs. Pearson.
Look at that.
Game time.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Son of a bitch.
For being polite?
Were you being polite when you hired me?
What does one have to do with the other?
To the man who hired me. For all you've done. Do you want to know what I meant when I wrote that card? The day you made me that offer, I asked you, did it have anything to do with gender or race? You swore it didn't. You lied to me.
It didn't.
You're lying now. Now, Daniel Hardman may have used people, but he didn't give a shit about their gender or their color.
He showed you the list.
Right next to my name. An asterisk. Not law review. Not second in my class. Diversity.
You were treated the same.
You tell yourself that, but we both know the truth. Which is why I sleep at night just fine.
Well, it doesn't change the facts in this case, does it?
No. No, it doesn't, but this will. Charles, you remember Lewis Litt?
Sorry, I couldn't run. Doctor wanted me to take it easy.
Hey, Charles.
Great to see you.
You told me that story to stall.
That was a stall. But this is for me. When I saw that asterisk next to my name, it made me sick to my stomach. Because in 1 second, I understood how you will always see me. So that card was a thank you. Because if I hadn't have felt sick, then I might not have worked as hard as I did to get where I am today. You woke the dragon, Charles. How do you like me now?
I know you're there.
You need anything?
No. The IPO's wrapped up. We go public Monday morning.
I wasn't talking about the IPO. I was talking about how you're feeling about Mike.
I know.
Okay. Good night, Harvey.
Let me tell Scotty.
About Mike? Are you crazy?
You can't have it both ways, Donna. You can't tell me to open up and then keep my secrets.
You spent more than a year covering it up. You tried to get him to commit another crime to cover it up, and now...
You said I should tell her what's really bothering me.
I meant your feelings. I didn't mean confess to a felony.
These are my goddamn feelings. Donna, I did something when I hired him. It's caused all of this. I can't tell her, and it's driving me crazy!
Okay. Look, Mike is gone, Harvey. I hate that he's gone, but the jeopardy's gone, too. It's done. And now you want to turn around and tell someone who...
Someone who what?
Nothing.
No, you better finish that sentence.
Someone who's pissed at you, Harvey. Someone who keeps finding a reason to be pissed at you. And it's not the third time, and it's not the fifth time, and it's not the last time.
I thought you were trying to help my relationship, not shit on it.
Okay, you want to yell at me? Fine. Because I know you're not mad at me. And I know you're only telling me this stupid idea because you want me to tell you what you already know. You can't, Harvey. It's good that you want to, but you can't.
Can I have a minute?
Congratulate me. I'm officially a member of the New York Bar.
You went to Lola?
I made a mistake. I want to stay.
Michael Ross, you're under arrest for conspiracy to defraud the United States government.
You're facing some major prison time, my friend. You're not going to get away with this.
Mike would never turn on Harvey.
You never know what might happen once they get in that room.
Harvey Specter. Roll over on him. I'll cut a deal right now.
Suits, the season finale, next Thursday at 9 on USA.